of the secretaries pay. Hello.
Yes, sir.
What do you got tonight?
Oh, I don't believe I have anything. I gave Moyers all the...
All right, now back to Stanton. What's your reading there?
I don't know. I talked to him about coming for 3 or 4 months at least. He said, "Could you give me a little time in the morning?" I said, "Sure." He said, "I'll be in to see you at 9:30."
Just tell him we want somebody that's our man to take in there and not announce it 3 months, but he's there for 3 months, he can leave. Clean up the joint, reorganize it, cut down the personnel, get some new ideas in it, and then go on back. And all he can do is just take a leave of absence there for 4 months.
All right. That's just about what I said to him. And then I was surprised that he was interested enough to see he'd come down and see me, but he's coming.
No, he just comes down and explains he can't.
Maybe.
Mason Gordon received the civil service figures for November. Through November 6-3, they show a decline of 3,300. They think you won't announce this tomorrow. Well, I don't know. Looks like to me that we just took over November 23rd. I don't know whether that reflects any of our effort or not. And I don't want to be hypocritical about it. So what I'd like to do is announce the figures as of January sometime, as through December.
As of the end of the month, of course, I don't think it reflects a whole lot of our activities.
That's right. That's what I wanted to do, though, before I go to Nowton.
All right.
Now, what did he have in? He had 100,000 stocks originally, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what Homer asked for, and when he talked to you, he increased it to 200. And after you talked to me yesterday, I asked him to increase it to 470 or 480. He talked to the engineer, and they said that all they could profitably employ was 300, but then he went back and showed that they testified last year on three separate projects that they could use 400, and he made them come up to 400, and he changed it to 400 because the engineers had got them to agree to support 400.
Well, they operate on all of them simultaneously?
Well, they won't because I think that the situation down there locally is such that they're going to have to make a decision which one to support Williamson County first.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought they could kind of support them all and operate simultaneously.
I expect they can. I'll ask that question, although Homer's the one that told me that they probably would.
Now, we took Ms. Kennedy and the O'Donnells and all of them off the plane in Philadelphia, and Marie still didn't ever catch up with us, never has gotten here yet. So that's what I was raising hell about. But Salinger's the guy that did it at midnight, and I don't know who told him to take her off. I just can't understand. I understand I'm supposed to.
Well, I don't know about that. I called the major to find out how it happened.
Yeah.
He said that Salinger at midnight got orders to put on Mrs. Kennedy and the two O'Donnells, and that he had to take somebody off, and he chose her, and he said he thinks he chose the wrong one, although she was supposed to switch planes in Philadelphia, and either didn't get told to do it, or didn't do it, one of the two.
No, she didn't get told. Now, on McGuire, does he understand the whole picture?
Yes, sir, and is prepared to...
They're going to be here at 10 in the morning, which should be 11 or 12 his time.
He will be in his office.
So you let him know wherever he is. If he moves out to Paul Young's or any place, let me know right where I can reach him. What's he going to say?
He's going to talk to Saxon tonight, he said, and get the best arguments he can get, several of them, as against it. And be prepared to make those arguments, and then finally to say, well, a lot of what you say, well, I guess we ought to better look at it again.
All right. But tell him O'Brien's already told him, and he's got it sewed up for him. And I'm not going to get much credit if that's true.
All right. And he's also getting a letter from Saxon. He said he would get tonight on one down there. Now, Saxon says that Ponca City is what everybody wants him to do.
Well, just tell them we don't want it allowed, period, because we got two there in a town of 20,000, and we just sure don't want to have a bunch of them going broke. Now, what's his reason?
His reason is that the regional man recommended it.
Well, we're regional. We know something about it.
first the state man, then the regional man, and then his staff recommended it. Come up to him, recommended it all the way, but they said that didn't keep him from changing it.
Just tell him, check back, his town 20,000, got two nationals already, and we just don't want to overload these things.
Do you know anything about Hedo, Oklahoma?
No.
You asked me about that one today. He has a... He says it's marginal. One could go either way. The Senator Edmondson and Congressman Albert and Robert Kerr Jr. are all opposing it. And Aubrey Kerr, Senator Kerr's brother, is supporting it as one of the sponsors.
Well, I'd call Carl Albert and ask him how interested he is in it and how much it means to him. If he really wants to go all the way, well, we'll go all the way. We can't get any Texan to buy this house. They can't sell it. I understood they had a bunch of people, Democratic National fellow that's gone out of the country, the Jews and the Algerians, half a dozen buyers.
The Algerians, are the only ones that have come up with a firm offer in the right area. And Sheldon Cohen says that once that's done, and they report it to the other real estate men, that the other real estate men get disinterested. They think the deal's already on, and the real estate men brought the Algerians, and have now told all the other real estate men that they've got a deal, which they don't, but they give that their way of getting interest. And so it's not Abe's idea that anybody buy it to keep it. His idea that somebody buy it in order to resell it to Algerians or anybody else they want.
Well, I don't have anybody like that. Ask him if he does. Ask him if his man Dallas, Troy Post, some of them want to. I don't know anybody that do that.
Right.
There's nobody else interested?
Nobody else interested at the right price yet.
That's not very encouraging, is it?
San Juan at the State Department called me, and Bob Comer at the White House called me, saying that the Algerian ambassador had talked to them, Moroccan ambassador. And couldn't understand why they couldn't get an answer. I told them both we had just trusted these things to the Judge Morrison. We weren't handling them. I just didn't know. I thought that was the proper answer.
Now, what does Mike Feldman say? That why am I get a call from the Prime Minister? I'm not going to take it. Tell him he better take the call. Not pressure me about it. Because I don't want any foreign country tell me what to veto and tell Mike that. And I won't know if Mike has cleared it with the Magnus and the other authors of it. Magnuson and the other man who offered it to be sure they won't override my veto, and McCormick and Albert and the rest of them.
All of the leadership, all of whom unanimously say it should be vetoed, not I don't know about Magnuson.
Well, but what do they say about the holding the veto? That's what I told him to find out, see if they would stand up and protect me and support me. Magnuson's the author of it, and talk to some of the authors, tell them how bad it is.
All right, Magnuson's strong for it. He talked to me several days ago and called Tom Springs about that. Closing down those plutonium units out there and passing.
Sheldon's coming down tomorrow, and I guess we got all that set for his release, haven't we? Well, I can't ascend either to some small country.
He was opposed to it. He says she's not an administrator, and that she's a fine delegate, alternate delegate to the UN. And he says it's very touchy sending Negroes as ambassadors. And, first place, they don't, Negro countries feel that they're entitled to have a white person. They're entitled to send a Negro. And white countries are too. And got to be done very carefully, and she is not, in his opinion, the one to send. He says she's a fine girl, and she's bubbling over, and she's bright, but she couldn't administer an office, and that she should be with a group of other people, on a delegation to some conference, or back to the UAF.
Well, find out some places like that. I just don't know where to find them. Now, I don't want to see Halliday for any reason in the world. And tell him I can wait on his trip to Russia till I get back. And the Black Osborne report, tell him I've already got it. Nothing he can shed on that. And the facilities which FAA does not need and help they won't shut down, just tell him to turn them over to you.
All right.
But I just have a limited time here.
All right.
I'm not going to have my picture made of the dead deer, tell him. He's always giving us bad news. Although I've had him plenty of times with him. People hunt deer. Ponk City, you take care of that. Talk to Darrell Snyder and see what little somebody wants.
All right, I talked to him tonight. He said one good thing.
Oh,
he bust at him a little bit about the radio.
What did he say?
He didn't know about it. He said he didn't know you.
Well, tell him they call in wanting to come down here and have their picture made. I don't think it'd be good for me to have my picture made. Ms. Johnson can be saluting Mr. Kellum if they want it done.
Well, I think they'd be delighted with that. He didn't mention it tonight, but he did 2 or 3 days ago when they were getting to talk about Tibbetts down there, and I told him you couldn't. And he said, well, what about Ms. Johnson? I said, well, perhaps she could. We'll have to see. So I believe he'd be perfectly happy with that.
Tell Everett I want to put out some bids between railroads and trucks on transportation.
I did tell him.
Well, he's making a study on the use of trucks. I don't know who it was told me, but they said we'd opened up 2 or 3 rooms adjoining my old office, and we've been given 6 on the next floor.
Well, I looked over the plans of that building today. I tried to try and think that kind of thing. They're just not there unless we move McDermott. And I rather think he ought to be anyway, because he and Chambers are in that building, and all of his employees are in a building across the street.
Well, I just moved them right off the bat. Then I would try to see what other people could be moved. I don't know how many Jerry Wiesner's got, but whatever his people can't move, he leaves. But when a new man comes in, let him go to some new place.
All right.
And see what we got there so we can eliminate them. We got to have them for our own people.
Well, we can do pretty well. With just the one that Chambers and McDermott, they have about 7 between them, 6 or 7.
Dan Louis-Evanot, you getting that, and Eddie Weisel. Yeah,
that's no time to back down. He's coming down tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll just get it out of the place.
Now, see what you can do to speed up your Austin building. See if you couldn't put some extra money in this budget for it, where they could go on and get the thing round the clock so we could use it. I don't know. But maybe they are, but let's see if we can finish it sooner. Because we need that space. They've got a space that I think Ed Groover has, the Perry Brooks building. Any other problems? I got Vicki out here. I got Vicki and Mary Margaret, so you better find some way to put them on the payroll. Do they have to take a new oath every time?
Not Mary Margaret, but she's on as a consultant. Vicki would.
Well, can't you fix her as a consultant?
I'd like to fix her.
See if you can't do it, because we always do it after it's too late. They're banging typewriters here now. See what you can do about it.
But I take care of Mary Margaret.
If you can't do it early in the morning, some way with the other signatures or Mildred, somebody.
All right.
Let Marie go and your Orlando go to spend a day with their parents.
All right.
The answer on those watches is okay. You can give them those black watches.
All right.
Not the wives, just the men.
All right. Well, I wouldn't.
Well, you said men are wives, and I couldn't make it out quite.
Right. Well, I thought maybe if you thought to. Well, it might be a little nicer, you know, they're a little more expensive if you wanted to come here to what you had said to do. But either way, it's fine. And, Ash Shepard is checking a little on Bernie for me.
What about him?
I think he said not to let him go live right away.
Oh, no, I was just kidding that. I was just doing that. No. tell him that's... I was just...
I didn't tell him that. I just had signed up on what the plans were for him.
That's all right, but I just... No, I just hooted on. He was there. Linda was. Yeah.
I thought you meant it,
Jim. No.
But I didn't,
no.
Didn't say anything like that. I just had to ask him what his plans were.
Tell Lee White I want to talk to him and tell him to call me tonight here and tell him what I want to know. I want to ask Martin Luther King and Roy Wilkins and Whitney Young and Farmer and the Negro leaders to come down here and the Jet Star with him someday and talk about the poverty program and the unemployment program and civil rights program. I want to consult with him and see what he thinks about my bringing him right in Texas. I think it'd be rather dramatic, and I think rather good.
All right.
How's your papers up there? Pretty good?
Very good.
See who you're going to get a clipping service from, how we get it, what special project we charge it to, whether USIA can give it to us or not.
All right.
Anything from Buzz?
Well, he's gone down there.
Here?
Yes, sir. Left today.
What's he doing?
He's spending the night in Fort Worth with his family, and I think he'll be on down there tomorrow. That he's supposed to.
Come on a plane?
No, he wasn't commercial.
Well, he ought to come on his.
I tried to come too, but he said he would feel like taking his wife and children on him.
Oh, they going too?
They did go. They all went commercial, and they went to Fort Worth.
All right.
He would leave them in Fort Worth. Major Cross is down there, I guess.
Yeah.
And his wife came down.
Yeah. When I get back, I want to ask them to make those Jet Stars into 10 seats, all of them, when they come up for repair instead of 7. And I don't see why they can't use this little T-39 as courier to haul just mail. Now, do you think of anything else I need to know? Any bad talk?
Dr. Kane, he was a colonel in the Army, and they're checking out to go to St. Louis to find out what his present status is. They'll have it tomorrow, but it doesn't make any difference. They can do like they did Kennedy's doctor. They can just employ him as a consultant, or even if he's retired, they can call him back. He did.
Well, what I want to do, can they call him as a general, or are you getting enough money to pay him? Well, I don't want to do that because that comes out of my White House budget. And I only...
No, the Navy paid for this doctor that worked on President Kennedy's back, and they hired him as a Navy consultant. And he came down at a very high rate. He didn't have a commission.
What does a colonel get with all of his allowances? $1,000 a month?
Just about. $980.
And they can't promote him. They got all these guys around the president usually get promoted to generals and admirals.
They can't unless they finish the confirmation. Well, they might do it. They just never let it get through if it wasn't somebody who had been active. See, that's what.
Watchdog going. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I might ask Jim if he'd like to work for that. Okay, anything else?
Eamon Carter called today. He's trying to figure out whether he can come down there Sunday or not. He's got an invitation. He's going to try to if he can. He's not sure.
Well, I talked to him last night. You don't know if there's anybody else coming. If Barry Bass, any of them invited. I told him, no, I don't give a damn whether he comes or not.
And the Italian ambassador, I'm just going to turn it over to the State Department. He called this afternoon to say that they had it down when he was present here for you to give him a dinner and him to give you a lunch. But he says that he sure hopes that you'll allow him to give you a dinner instead because they've now got, you know, he's only going to be here 2 days and they've got him speaking at a joint session with the Congress. 12:30 on the day he's supposed to give you the lunch. Jim sit down for two and then you at 3:30 and something like that. And then he thinks he's doing a lot better. Changing to a dinner. I told him to tell you I'm talking to the state department.
Yeah, and then you ought to talk to him and tell him, you tell Andrew Biddle Duke, you think this is idiotic, and he knows I don't like dinners, and see what he can do about it.
Talk to Tom Mann a couple times a day. He's coming down tomorrow.
Has he got any ideas?
Yes, I think he's got several. I think he's some designated, he wants to designate himself and must go to his place. Coordinator
and division. What do you want to do in Muscosa?
He's going to make
him a delegate to two or three new things
that
have
come up.
He's
pleased with it.
I've forgotten
IOAC.
Yeah. Some in Brazil, I guess.
That's it.
Yeah.
And he's going over a list of people he might want to have help him.
Yeah. No, I didn't indicate I would or wouldn't. I want to be awfully careful. Be sure it's not a commercial thing.
Well, it is. It's like brother.
Well, I just tell him it.
It's actually partly government. Government funds. It's a subsidy program, but government, industry, labor, and government together.
Well, check it and see if there's anything wrong with it. What's the situation in Maritime, man? Did you talk to Hodges about him?
Hodges, yeah, I tried to. It happened. Hodges will wait till the 5th, North Carolina.
Well, I'd reach him. I don't give a damn where he is. It don't make any difference. Location's got nothing to do with it. I'm away, too, but I'd just say to him that we got... I know that, but I'd say that we got a man here, and here's his qualification, here's his lawyer, and we get an FBI on it. We'd like to have him considered this place. So you can see how strong he is.
All right.
And you get Dungan and whoever else it is to get all the possible vacancies we're going to have to every country. And I guess you'll see Tom Mann before he leaves. Just tell him, please, not to make any commitments to Secretary or to anybody else about any of these Latin American ambassadors. I'm very interested in them, and I want to get top people, and I just don't want a bunch of deadwood in the State Department unloaded on us.
City application is pending in our office. There are two banks there now. Population 27,500. This is a good local group that is the applicant. It's there's also an application at Call, KAW, which is a suburb of Bronx City. So we have two on file competing with each other. The Bronx City one is much preferable. It's been passed favorably all the way up the line. It's been held up temporarily because one of the organizers was had an embezzlement charge against him a few years back, so we requested a report from the FBI on him. There are no protests from anyone except for the National and State Bank that already exist there.
Yeah. Well, I just tell him I'd use that embezzlement and turn it down, because we think he got enough there, $27,000. We don't want to overbank him. Just tell Dick to see it is closed. Some of the closest people that have been most helpful are very opposed to it. And let me know tomorrow, next day, what you hear.
FBI people have been in your office. Imagine. Good part of the day checking on folks.
Find anything?
Nope.
I sure think that you ought to find out who is in charge of this White House switchboard and see if they get Mr. Keppel to get the best woman in the United States, Martha Beavis, somebody, come there and see if they have an ample one, so when you pick it up, you can get an answer right quick. And see if they
have.
Yes, good deal. All day long. And I get a good deal of difficulty getting the numbers I want. I think they'll train the Crown crowd too. I think I'd just get Capital to get the best operator in the United States. Just come in there on a special project. Just tell them we want it done while the FBI is doing this. Get the FBI to suggest it.
They have done a full deal on every one of them. That's quick.
On the operator.
Good.
All right. Anything on Bobby?
No, except that I think I took your back to the country.
What did he say?
Oh, just please be careful. Just very tight. That's just never going to do anything to bury you. I didn't know you'd done it. Apparently, it went to the mail room. It's a big stack of others. So, my boy's mail brought me. About half of them you assigned, and not half of them, 50 or 20 of the next day, asking me to identify if I could, so, you know, they say to Mary or to AJ or something like that without last name.
Yeah.
And they didn't recognize who they were, so that was one of them, and I just didn't want to hit them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, sir.
I hope you have a good Christmas.
Well, the same to you. You know, I see the paper you're working awful hard. I hope you find a little time for rest.
Paper's all right?
Yes, sir, real good. All of them.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, please.
Would you please put Mr. Bush on now?
Mr. Bush, right. Go ahead, please.
Mr. Bush?